Good Tuesday, this is Ozarks at Large. Thanks to a wildlife photographer, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has found two new bird species nesting in the state in restored wetland. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about the exciting discovery.
They stick out in the wild like a sore thumb because they are bright pink, just like a flamingo.
That's Karen Rao, the Bird Conservation Program Coordinator at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, describing a roseate spoonbill.
The other unusual thing about them is when we think of birds, we think of bills that end in a point, or even a duck bill, which is kind of the same width all along. But the roseate spoonbill actually has a spoon at the end of their bill or beak. It actually ends in a very wide scoop.
They use that beak to feel for invertebrates, fish and crawfish in shallow water. The roseate spoonbill is also one of two new species of birds that's been discovered nesting in southern Arkansas. The other, Rao says, is the white-faced ibis.
And it looks like a bird some of the folks may know as a glossy ibis. It's got a kind of a green and maroon iridescent body, and the white-faced ibis has a down-curved long beak. And it has a pink face between its beak and its eyes with a white ring. And so that's where they get the name white-faced ibis.
Both birds can be found living in coastal marshes and wetlands around Louisiana and Texas. Although Rao says the white-faced ibis is more of a Western species.
Most of what we know about them, as well as being in the Gulf, is in the Western United States. So it's kind of unusual for this bird to just decide, this is it. We're gonna live here.
Rao came across photos of the birds on Facebook. From there, she contacted the photographer and got invited to the private property where the photos were taken.
I tried as a biologist to be very objective and scientific, but when faced with little pink birds that are hatching out in the marsh, you kind of have to lose some of that objectivity and think that these little Pepto-Bismol fluff balls are awfully adorable.
In the past, the two bird species have only been observed in Arkansas in late July or early August, which indicates they were just in the area to feed during post-breeding dispersal after nesting elsewhere.
In human terms, it's sort of like summer vacation in that after the breeding season occurs down on the Gulf, it's not uncommon for many of those species to move north and west and northeast and just get out of Dodge and go on vacation and come up to Arkansas. And so we get to see a lot of unusual species in August that are not normally here.
The roseate spoonbills and white-faced ibises Rao saw likely arrived in April to nest and raise their young before they leave sometime this month to head back to warmer climates.
And they will form into flocks and probably leave in August. The landowner said in previous years when they didn't nest, they usually leave in August and go back down to the Gulf where they've got, you know, of course, it's going to get cold here. Crawfish are going to be harder to find. So they've got to go back down to an area there where there's more food.
Rao says the piece of property where the birds have been breeding is part of a federal wetland reserve program, which takes marginal cropland out of production and turns it into a forest or wetland.
And so what has happened in this particular location is they created a very shallow reservoir with lots of small cypress trees and buttonbush for nesting. And then around it, there's shallow wetlands that are perfect hatching grounds for crawfish that these birds need to feed on.
The property was put into the program in the early 2000s.
But by now, the vegetation has matured to the point that there's abundance of nesting habitat. And an abundance of foraging or crawfish habitat. So you couldn't have created a more ideal spot.
Rao says she could see why both bird species took note of this piece of land during one of their post-breeding dispersal trips.
When it came time to breed, instead of trying to find a space on the Gulf, they said, hey, let's go to that really neat spot in Arkansas where nobody else is and there's lots of food. So this federal program has created the habitat for these birds.
Next year, the Game and Fish Commission would like to get a better idea of when the birds actually show up. But Rao notes the property owner wants them to be able to nest undisturbed.
We will try to begin to at least keep an estimate on the number of those species to see if the population at this area grows. And we're going to try to look into management. that is making sure that the succession doesn't cause loss of these emergent wetlands that are their feeding areas. We want to make sure to keep the birds here that we can manage for the crawfish and the small invertebrates and little fish that they need to feed their young.
This year, Rao says she spotted more than 30 roseate spoonbills, including young that were both nesting and learning to fly, as well as some 60 white-faced ibises. She encourages people to keep an eye out for both species next May or June and to alert the Game and Fish Commission to the sightings.
When they're here in late July, they can be coming up from the Gulf after the breeding season. But if they're here in May and June, they could potentially be nesting, and that's what we want to look out for.
The roseate spoonbill makes its nest in small trees, but has also been known to nest in taller cypresses. Meanwhile, the white-faced ibis builds its nest in marsh growth or in low shrubs or trees. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.